Day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary is back with us today with a warning about car loans. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for the Washington Post. Michelle, you say that the advocacy group, the Consumer Federation of America, the CFA, this group has found that car loan markups cost Americans $1 billion a year. And I don't even know what a car loan markup is.
And you're not alone. Lots of consumers don't know what these things are. But essentially what it is that once you go in and decide on your car, if you decide to go with the dealer financing or dealer arranged financing, because it's not the dealer giving you the loan, it's a bank.
But they arrange it. And you know, you're kind of inclined to do that because it's the easiest thing.
It's the easiest thing. It's convenient. You're right there.
Yeah.
They can handle all the paperwork. But what happens is they get a rate from the bank. And then what they do is mark up that rate. Sometimes as much as 3%, sometimes even double that. And you have to take into account that that rate already takes into account a profit for the lender. So the dealer, as a cost for, you know, arranging the loan, will mark that up. And it sometimes has nothing to do with your credit standing. It's just they can do it. And it's legal.
What portion of people who go to a car dealership and buy through that dealership and get financing, what portion of those people are affected by this practice?
A lot of folks end up paying these markups, and this disproportionately affects African Americans and Hispanics. And again, this is not necessarily people who have poor credit. They could have really good credit, and the dealer just says, I think that this person doesn't know, and they will mark up the car loan.
So any reason why does this particularly impact African Americans and Hispanics?
Well, some of the dealerships will say that they have worse credit, but there are studies that show that that's not necessarily so, that if you hold things constant, the price of the car, whether they're putting a down payment and their credit history, they still pay more. And some, like CFA and some other groups, researchers say it's racial discrimination. Now, the dealers will cry all to high heaven that this is not the case, that they can't do that, and the law does say that they're not supposed to. And lenders will say they're not supposed to know the race of the person. But, of course, you're sitting in that dealership, they certainly know what people look like.
The National Automobile Dealers Association said in a statement, perhaps in response to the CFA, that these markups are a fair way for dealers to earn a profit, and they actually shouldn't have to disclose them. Do they have a point? I mean, shouldn't dealers be able to get something for arranging these loans?
They certainly should be able to earn a profit, and I don't think the CFA is saying they should, and I'm certainly not saying they shouldn't. What the consumer groups are worried about is that consumers don't know about these markups, and how much are they marking up these loans. For example, suppose the loan rate that the bank will quote you or the lender will quote you is 5%, but the dealer marks it up another 5% for a total of 10%. Under the 5% interest loan, you would pay about $2,100 in interest. Under the 10% rate, you'd pay $4,300. That's a huge difference. So basically, people just need to be aware of it, ask about it, and if you're unsure, get another quote from a bank or a credit union so that you have a fair assessment of your credit history, and that will reflect in the loan that you're offered for the car.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's the author of the new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She joins us regularly on Day to Day. Michelle, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.